Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be a five-minute hero by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
Welcome to Make Up or Break Up, everybody, where Northwest couples join the show voluntarily, and we just really get together and see if we can help them out. So we need our five-minute heroes in minutes at 833-822-BULL. You could also text the show to 96459. Got a message from Ben. Ben is from Arlington. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
Good. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for sending me your message on Facebook. Ben is in a very interesting situation. We've heard from a lot of couples during this sort of self-distancing, self-quarantining period that they've really gotten to know their spouse a lot.
Because, maybe too much.
Yeah, because they've been around each other a lot more than they, you know, anticipated. In this case, he's noticed something really interesting about his girlfriend. What really grabbed my attention was what you put, like, sort of at the top of the message. You put baby talk, and I clicked on it. Tell me the situation with your girlfriend, Alicia, and the baby talking situation.
Oh, okay. So Alicia and I have been together for 3 years now, and, you know, I'm sort of at my wit's end with this thing just because she baby talks. That's like just how she communicates,
baby nicknames, like has a name for you or what?
Yeah, she's got nicknames for me. She calls me Benny Wenny, and
Benny Wenny.
Sorry.
So let me get this straight. She's never really done this before. It's sort of this couple's quarantine where, for some reason, she started baby talking to you.
I mean, yeah, I'm Benny Wenny, and you know we live together, and I just feel like it's kind of going overboard, and I'm not really happy with the direction it's gone. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's the only way I talk to her.
Okay.
And it's weird.
Benny Wenny can ask you a question.
Oh, come on. Poor guy.
When you say she wants to do baby talk all the time, can you, like, give me an impersonation? Like, what are we talking about here? I want to see what we're working with.
It's like she'll be like, oh, I hate doing this. It's so embarrassing. She'll go like, does Benny Wenny need a little Denny Wenny?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry you had to do that.
Dude.
It's humiliating. I live with it.
Okay. Now, Ben, here's the question. Do you reciprocate? Has there been a time? I mean, you said obviously she wants you to talk baby talk back to her. Have you done it? I mean, have you gone there?
At the beginning, I thought it was kind of cute, so I played along, and I thought it was like, ooh, this is like, you know, this is how she's flirting with me.
Okay.
But that didn't really get me anywhere, so I don't do it anymore. But, like, she asked me to call her Miss Alicia.
Miss Alicia?
That's different.
Ben, I have a question for you, and I'm sorry if this is coming out of left field. Is this like a baby fever thing? Have you guys talked about kids? Is she, like, in a hurry to have kids and she's dying? Is this like her way of being motherly or showing you her motherly side, do you think?
That's a weird question.
No, that's what I thought. But, like, when I brought it up to her, I don't think she actually wants to have kids.
Oh. All right.
Now it's weird. Yeah. That made it weird.
Yeah.
And she even wants you to respond to her in baby talk. And you mentioned that it's, like, happening all the time at your apartment. She wants to communicate in baby talk most of the time.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming since we're here talking about it now, you've had this talk with her one-on-one, like, hey, let's just dial that back?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to say, you know, calmly, you know, hey, babe, do you think we could dial it back on the baby talk? And she sort of acts like there's not a problem and like I'm making a big deal out of nothing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show Alicia from Arlington on Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
Woo!
Thank you for coming.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I know you've been hearing all this. And basically, he says that, you know, since you've been together, you know, you've always done the baby talk here and there, but especially since you've sort of been in couples quarantine, that you've really stepped up the baby talk, and that's the only way you talk to him now is through baby talk. Is that true?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't, like, say I'm a baby talker.
I feel like you kind of naturally have a little baby voice,
yeah,
in a way.
She just has that kind of voice.
A little
Maybe
cute
that's
voice.
All this is.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
Well, yeah, I think that part of it is that. But I do, like, you know, when I'm with Ben, when I'm with my boyfriend, I do like to, you know, be playful with him. And I do like to, be playful in that sort of way. I don't baby talk all the time. Like, I don't go to work and do baby talk.
Okay.
There are several text messages coming in to 96459 saying that, Alicia, you could baby talk to me anytime is what it says.
Oh, no. Okay.
No. They are coming in.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I see them.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Ben, is what she's saying truthful? Because it sounds like maybe that's just how she sounds. Does she go above that?
With me, it's just going overboard, and it's the pet names and the nicknames, and it feels like she's making fun of me all the time.
Oh, I think we've just peeled back a little bit of the scab.
What do you mean, making fun of you?
Well, it's the nicknames. I mean, like, you know, I've told her I don't like being called Benny Wenny, and it's like she still does it. I don't even think she's aware she's doing it.
I love you. I don't want to hurt your feelings, Benny Wenny.
Oh, my God. There it is. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I don't know if it's that bad.
I could see how that every day, all day would, no offense, but get old.
Why do you call him Benny Wenny?
Well, I just, when he sounds sad, I feel so, I just.
You kind of remind me, like,
when he sounds sad like that, I just want to comfort him.
Yeah. And Benny Wenny, I don't know what you're complaining about.
That's when I start, you know, calling him Benny Wenny, because I want to make him feel better.
Because he's got an owie and you want to kiss it?
Kiss the owie.
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the same impulse.
It sounds like she wants to maybe mother. And by the way, there's a lot of guys who love to be mothered. I'm one of them. I love it when I'm loved on and rubbed on and talked sweet to and softly. But you know what? I'm having to side with Alicia on this one,
no,
Ben.
I'm team
about.
Ben here.
Are you
because
really?
I could see how that's sweet if it was once in a very rare occasion, but all the time that would get old. I'm sorry.
Alicia, do you do this in front of his friends? Do you call him Benny Wenny?
I don't do it on purpose, but there have been times when, you know, like, something happened and I, like, slipped into it.
Okay.
Like, I guess, like, I slip into it when I'm being super affectionate and...
Can I get an example, please? I mean, I'm hearing a little bit, but I'm not hearing enough baby talk. Go ahead. Give us your best. I need a good example here.
Sometimes I, like, slip into third person, like, does anyone want to win the game or something like that? Like, I mean, it's, like, hard to just, like, turn on. It's not something I do consciously. Like, I don't turn it on at all.
Okay.
I can give you an example.
All right, go ahead. Give me an example, Benny Wenny.
So I was with my buddies, and she gets up, and she turned to me, and she went, does Benny Wenny want a bottle of Wawa?
Ben, I'm 100% on your side, buddy.
A lot of calls coming in. 833-822-BULL. You could text right now to 96459. Guys, I'll be happy to give you our number to our therapist in Renton. He would love to see you guys to discuss this issue. He's willing to give you 2 free appointments. So I'll pass that information if you want it. But please turn up your radio. There's a lot of people wanting to comment right now, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wibble Wobble. Thank you for coming. Ba 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 ba.
I'm coming.
All right. I mean, our text messages are going crazy to 96459. Also, 833-822-BULL. Drew, get some of these text messages.
Well, there's the basics of my fiance and I do this too. You're a little extreme, but we love it. And then there is, I have no clue on this one. That's a good one. And then we get into there's a lot of kind of scary text on here that I'm not going to read.
Right.
Yeah, about
don't.
Age play and that sort of thing. But this one is
like
too
fetish
much.
Stuff. Like apparently that's
seems, a,
people
a lot of knowledge out there.
People like to do baby talking.
Yeah.
There is one that says, tell her Maddie Waddy would love some Spatty Patty. I think
hey,
it's hot.
Hey. Take it easy.
Yeah. Take it easy, Maddie Waddy.
Yeah. There seem to be a lot of people who like her. and would be if he dumps her.
No
off,
doubt about it.
To take her.
I don't know one man who wouldn't like to be talked to in a very, very sweet way like that.
Well, I'm with him 100% though.
Maybe she's not doing it intentionally because he sounds like he is a big baby.
I'm gonna be real here. Baby talk is kind of hot, but too much of it is. It's weird.
Well, let's see what Nicole in Spanaway thinks. Hi, Nicole. It's Fitz. How are you?
Good morning, Fitz. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. What do you think here, makeup or breakup?
I'm thinking she's out there. She may be out there. She may be into that, like, kink type thing where she needs to be the mother and take care of him. And it may be further for her than what he's willing to go with it.
No wonder all the guys are texting and saying, oh, my gosh. Well,
that's why I asked him.
What's her number?
Yeah. I specifically asked him if he thinks she wants to have kids. He says no.
Huh. Let's go to Bruce in Eatonville. Bruce, welcome to the show, ma'am.
Morning, Fitz. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, Brucey? What do you think?
So this is a communication thing, right? He needs to communicate to her in a way that she'll understand, and she needs to be receptive of that. But what it boils down to is respect, man. She doesn't have any for him. At first, I was thinking that this guy needed to just man up a little bit and just play along with this girl, but when she's throwing stuff like that in front of his buddies, that's just a complete lack of disrespect, and she doesn't see him as a man. She sees him as a little kid.
So,
I mean, I can see how that could cut a dude down. He's still a wuss, but...
Oh, Brucey Woosie, you're brutal. Yeah.
Okay.
Brucey Woosie's a meanie weenie.
Brucey Woosie. All right, Drew, percentage-wise, what's it looking like today? Makeup or breakup from all of our calls and texts?
I am very surprised on this. Predominantly, almost exclusively, people want them to make up. They think Ben needs to get over his issue.
All right.
Or talk it out.
And I will say again, if you'd like to be featured on Makeup or Breakup, go to my Facebook page, search Follow Fitz. I've been getting flooded with couples, you know, having issues because they're spending a lot of time together right now.
I do think if these two weren't cooped up like this, it wouldn't be that bad.
Right, and I think I can sum it up with this one single text. Who cares, dude? She sounds like a keeper.
She's a keeper, bro.